Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's a song in our hymnal that was written by a Chinese person. His name was Yin Lan Su in 1936. And it's about the bread of life. I'm going to share with you the word. O bread of life, for all things breaking, the bitter cup on Calvary draining, redeemed by grace, we join in feasting, at your command, the past remembering. We come this day in humble worshiping, our land is scarred, earth's people suffering. O sacred face, blood and tears mingling, all human pain you are still bearing. Stand in our midst, eyes and hearts opening, your mystic self to us revealing. Unite us in life everlasting, Emmanuel, blessing unending. When I looked at that song, that hymn, I thought, that's what the text is about. It's about the bread of heaven. It's about the bread of life. It's about Jesus and the world in which we live. So let's take a little bit about and unpack the text a little bit. It's another of the I am. I am the bread of life. I am the bread of heaven. I am the bread of life. But what else is about this? They don't quite understand because they say, well, how can he say this? We know his family. We know his mom and his dad, and he's been part of our lives. How can he say that I am the bread of life? I come from heaven. How does that all work? Those are what they're questioning. Sometimes we, too, ask some of those questions. And then he says, don't complain, because they're complaining. They're complaining out of fear. They're complaining out of not knowing, but they're complaining. How often do we complain out of fear or not knowing what's going on? And then there's this part about a group of the Jews that are being included and a group of the Jews that are being excluded, and about how they're complaining on the inside and how the crowds are on the outside and they don't fit in. That's all in the text today. Does it remind you of any place that we live in this world? But the whole overarching theme of this text is about the love of Jesus and God and the grace that God gives us. See, the Gospel of John does not explain what happens, what's being written. The Gospel of John only challenges its hearers to be those who can learn and come. But the other thing that the Gospel of John helps us with is that a little knowledge, you know, we know Jesus, we know his mom and dad. Well, that's a little knowledge, and a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. It can lead to the wrong conclusions. We need to continue to learn and grow and listen and be just like those early church folk in the Gospel of John. They had a little knowledge, but they didn't know it all, and Jesus is trying and continuing to try to teach them. And they're still complaining, and they're still not really listening. You see, the Judeans of that time let their eyes close. They shut their hearts and they limited their vision. The Judeans of that time let their ears close. They shut their hearts and they limited their vision. We look around in our world, I think those same things can be happening now. We let our ears close and we shut our hearts and we limit our vision. You see, the early Judeans and those that John is writing to, they had made up their minds already. They had made up their minds, and they didn't want to be confronted with what Jesus was trying to teach them. How about us? Have we made up our minds already? Are we open to God's love and God's grace and God's wonder? Are we willing to stop complaining? Are we willing to open our hearts and our ears and our minds to learn? Because you see, God takes and uses ordinary people and ordinary things like bread, like cookies, like laughter, like love. We are called, because of who we are as disciples, as followers. Think about what's happening in Ferguson today, 1 year after Michael Brown was killed, and how people of all faiths gathered together on the streets to say a prayer and to remember. Think about in the world today all the complainers that we hear. Why are they complaining? Why are we complaining? Are we afraid? Do we just know a little bit, and so we've become a little bit dangerous in our understanding? Think about who we know and why we know them. Have we shut ourselves off from closing our ears and our minds and our hearts? You see, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life, and through love, our arms are open and our minds are filled. So come to hear God's word proclaimed. Come to hear God's word proclaimed in the liturgy and the song, in the lessons and in the preaching, and be touched by God's presence, that grace that God gives us. But don't just come. Come and then go. Go to live the lives which we are called to live, full of God's love and God's grace to be in God's world. So I invite you to think about this for a minute. Are you challenged? Are your ears closed? Are your minds shut? Is your vision limited? Or are you truly listening to God through Jesus and the Holy Spirit speaking to us to know the love that fills us? So, how do we love? Are your ears open? Are your eyes open? Are your hearts open? That's what this text's about. It's not about the complaining of the Judeans. It's not about knowing, oh, we know his father and his mother. It's about growing in faith and growing in love and opening ourselves up. Feel that love and grace and know that our knowledge and our love and the Holy Spirit is working through us. So watch this video about how we love. So I ask you, the Judeans let their ears close. They shut their hearts. And they limited their vision. They made up their minds that they didn't want to be confronted with what Jesus tried to teach them. How about us? How about us? Amen.